Well, good morning, ladies. Wow. That is my passion, doing third world dentistry. Who would have thunk? But I'm so delighted. Wow, you're way back there. Okay. Thank you for letting me come. Thank you for bringing me out, Kathy. Thank you for letting me be a part of your summer study. What a joy. What about the rain? What's up with that? I couldn't believe it. Andrea and I drove down last night, and it was cloudy in Santa Barbara, and it got cloudier, and then we have sprinkles on the windshield. We're like, what is going on? Now, Andrea comes from the second most rainiest part in all of Germany, which we lived for 7 years. And I'm like, Andrea, it never rains here in the summer. It never rains in July. This is not normal. And she's like, oh, this is fine. This is great. It doesn't bother me, but it bothers me. I said, I don't want it to rain in July, but we're good. And it kept me thinking of that song. What is it? Jesus, 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 like the fragrance after the rain. You know, when you go out and you have the asphalt smell, you have the grass smell, you have all the other interesting smells, but it made me think of Jesus' name, and what a perfect start for a new day that we come into this place, and it's all about Jesus. It's not about me, it's not about you, it's all about him. So join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that you are here, and you are the one that we draw our attention to, turn our attention to, give our attention to. So, Lord, by the work and the miracle of your Holy Spirit, open our minds, open our heart, open our lives to what you want to do today through this message. I pray, use me in spite of my failures and my weaknesses, but use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is a wonderful theme. I love this. This is like amazingly creative. Be an example. So let's go back to our theme verse, and it's, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Let me just read it to you in the New Living Translation. It says, don't let anyone think less of you because of you being young. Be an example to all believers in what you teach, in the way you live, in your love, in your faith, and in your purity. This is a great concept. This is a great thing to do this summer where you just take all these verses and it's like putting yourself, any of you have those old Tupperware meat marinators, you know, with the lid and you can, you know, turn them upside down. Think of yourself as that piece of flesh just going right into the marinator this summer. And you're going to marinate in this verse. You're going to put the spices in. You're going to pick it apart. You're going to let the tenderizing work of the Word of God pull apart the fibers. And then there's going to be the burning away of the excess by the Holy Spirit's fire. And I think that is what you and I want. That is the place we need to be in all the time. Just immerse me in your Word. I know this is a very practical summer study. It's going to be a lot of this is what we need to be. This is how we should be. This is what we would love to be. Ladies, this is not going to be about legalism this morning. This is not going to be putting pressure onto you. I am going to show you piece by piece, and I'm not going to be able to cover the whole spectrum of this, but I'm going to narrow it down to some bite-sized pieces so that you can take a hold of this. And I don't want you to be discouraged today. Don't leave here discouraged or feel like I can't do it. There is good news at the end of this study. So let's look at this. First of all, you might have already covered this, but it bears repeating. Did you know that that word in the verse, example, is the Greek word typos, where we get our word type of? And to be a type of something, to be a model of something so that others can see the impression that you leave on others when you've done something so that they can follow that and they can see that. So you and I, as this super practical study, I'm going to break it down into three parts for you. So if you're taking notes, here are the three parts. Because this is all about encouraging, but it might not seem like that at first because I'm going to give you a lot of do's and don'ts. But we know the Christian life is not about do's and don'ts. It's about the heart, how God changes our heart so that the doing and the being becomes a natural outworking. three parts. Let's break it down to the put off, the put away, and put on. That's going to be from Ephesians. And then your conduct should have visible fruit. That's going to also be from Ephesians. And then third part is how to measure our conduct through holiness. And that's going to be in James and 1 Peter. So you and I, our desire, my desire, ladies, and I know yours, is to leave a good imprint on others, on their lives, by what we do and how we do it. But before we can do that, we need to know what not to do. Sometimes it's easier to look at the opposite. What do I not do? Because then I can focus on what I am going to do. So turn with me to Ephesians 4. And in these verses, you'll see the contrast that is drawn between what we were before Christ, the transition into Christ, and how we are to live as believers in this world. Ephesians 4, I'm going to start at verse 19. And this is the before. They don't care anymore about right and wrong, and they have given themselves over to immoral ways. Their lives are filled with all kinds of impurity and greed. But that isn't what you were taught when you learned about Christ, since you have heard all about him and have learned the truth that it is in Jesus. Throw off your old evil nature and your former way of life that is rotten through and through, full of lust and deception. Instead, there must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and your attitudes. You must display a new nature because you are a new person, created in God's likeness, righteous, holy, and true. So put away all falsehood and tell your neighbor the truth, because we belong to each other. And don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil. If you are a thief, hello, stop stealing. Begin using your hands for honest work and then give generously to others in need. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, he is the one who has identified you as his own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, and tell all types of malicious behavior. Well, that's a long list. Those are 10 verses that, yes, you and I, as believers, should revisit from time to time. Just bump up against those verses. Read them and examine your heart. Be the kind of woman that says, I will willingly allow the spotlight of the Holy Spirit shine upon me so that I do not slip into anything by self-deception. So this is, there's a lot in these verses. There's a lot of flailing going on, throwing off this, putting off that, putting away that. Where to? Well, just get rid of it. Throw it anywhere, as far away as you possibly can think. Turn away from it. Look away from it. Don't pass go. Do not collect anything. Leave it all behind. Just move away. It's like step away from this behavior, ladies. Some of you might be new in the faith, and you're like, I can never, that is so much. This is how I used to live my life. Well, you are, ladies, a new creature in Christ, and we're going to see that. I almost feel like I need to say, and the commercial says, and there's more, because there is a lot more. I'm going to top it off just with one other verse in Hebrews 13. It says this, and we all need to hear this as a reminder, and let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. And here's the reason in that verse, Hebrews 13:5. Here's the reason. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. What does that verse say? That says when you are in Christ, when you have Christ, when you live in him, you have everything you could ever possibly need in the sustenance that he provides for you. So be content. Live a life without covetousness. So let's leave the what not to do. Let's focus a little bit on the imprint that we leave behind. Growing up in Sweden, My best friend was studying to be, she was a teacher, and we were talking about professions, and I had gone into dental assisting school, and it's a 2-year program, and she went in to be a teacher. And her desire was to be an example as a teacher to the other teachers. And we were talking one day, and she said, I thought I was going to be an example to other teachers of how to be a good teacher, but I'm not teaching teachers, I'm teaching students. And she said, I can't be an example to other teachers because my whole life is spent on teaching students. And I said, but what if you are an example to these students as what a good teacher is? And then they would want to become good teachers one day and choose that profession. She said, that makes a lot more sense. That I can do. That is exactly what you and I do, ladies, in our Christian walk. We say, I want to leave an imprint on others so that they see the attractiveness and the life I live for Christ, and they'll say, I want that too. I want to be that too. I want to follow that. They're not following us. They're following us as we follow the example of Christ. So we have put off, and now let's look, turn now over to Colossians 3, and we're going to see what we put on and let rule in us, in our conduct. As you're turning there, I'm going to read again from Ephesians, but turn to Colossians 3, because this is where our foundation is, and that you put on the new man or woman, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. So verse 10 of Colossians 3, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, that's you ladies, holy and beloved, put on, listen up, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. And then it says, above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. And I'm sure you're going to cover this next verse in one of the other ones. But let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing. Verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, here's your purpose, ladies, do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father. Now that would leave, ladies, a huge imprint if we just simply lived out those tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, and peace, and love. Huge imprint, huge impact on those around us. Now, I believe, and I can boldly say, that I'm looking out over a group of women. You do this. I know that you do. I know that it is in your heart to do. I know that you are willing to do this. But I know myself as well, and I know that I struggle with some of these things. And I struggle because I want to be known as well as a woman who follows hard after God, who wants what God wants, who is passionate about the things that He's passionate about. But I struggle and I fail. Then comes the good news. Then comes the release of all the pressure, all the burden, all the guilt, all the what ifs, and I shouldn't have, and I should have, and I could have. Because, ladies, this life and the conduct that you and I are to live as an example was never meant to be accomplished by our flesh. We were never able to do it in and of ourselves. But God gave us a way to do it. Because otherwise, you know what our default mechanism is? Legalism. We would be those who do things for the wrong reasons so that others would see us or so that we could lord it over others. But when we recognize, I cannot do this in and of myself, so then I have nothing to boast about. I cannot do this in and of the abilities or the capabilities I have. I have to rely on something else in order to be able to conduct myself in this way. So listen to these verses. These are taken from Galatians 3, 5, chapter 3 and chapter 5. Galatians 3, 3. Have you lost your senses after starting your Christian life in the Spirit? Why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human efforts? If that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. Have you lost your senses, ladies? Have you come here this morning in your own strength, thinking that you could be perfect in what you do? No. Galatians 5:16, so I advise you to live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. Galatians 5:17, your old sinful nature loves to do evil, our default mechanism to do evil, which is just opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants, and the Spirit gives us desires. See, we don't even have to have the desire to live as an example. We have to submit to being given the desire to live holy for Him. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, and your choices are never free from conflict. Now, that might not be good news, but let me tell you, the conflict that goes on is the very choice that you and I have each day. You will be faced today with a choice to walk in the Spirit or to walk in the flesh. And you will either have had a habit of yielding to the Spirit so it won't be a huge battle, or you have not yet to walk in a habitual walk of the Spirit and it'll feel like a battle. But do not resist the battle. Do not turn away from the battle. Go through the battle of choosing to yield to the Spirit so that His desires become your desires. Galatians 5:25, if we are now living by the Holy Spirit, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. So this is how we do it, ladies. This is the good news. You are not left out to dry. You are not in a race that says you can either make it or break it. This is how God intended for it to be, that you live a life surrendered and yielded to the Holy Spirit so that He could live through you. That we need to remember it in this way. And I'm going to give you four easy ways to remember this, because if you're like me, I need little hooks to remember things. I need little things that say, okay, what am I supposed to do now? Okay, I'm going to give you four R's, and this is how we live under the influence and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the helper. Now, if you and I recognize that, okay, when I need help, I always have a helper. Jesus gave the Holy Spirit the name Parakletos, and that means to come to my aid. So any given situation, any given trial, any given difficulty, any circumstance where I need help, there's a provision of a helper, the living Holy Spirit within me that says, I'm here. I'm here for your help. I'm here to aid you. I'm here to help you to be an example. And the four R's are this. He is there so that we can be the right example. The right example. Have you ever thought of the difference between a tracker and a trailblazer? Okay, a tracker is somebody who follows and is looking for something else, who's looking for clues along the way of what has gone there. And a trailblazer is somebody who has gone before, blaze the trail so others can follow behind. We want to be the trailblazers, but we want to do it in the right way. We want the road that other people are going to look at us, other believers. We want them to see Jesus. So we want to do it for the right example, and then we want to do it for the right reason. Ladies, so much of the Christian life can get derailed because our motives are wrong, because our heart is wrong. And we want acknowledgement. We want value. We want position. We want ambition. And to be an example to others, not to draw attention to me, but to say, this is about Jesus. I am only doing what Jesus would do, what he requires of me, what he wants of me, what he desires of me. Don't look at anything else, but look at what Jesus is in me. The third R is that the Holy Spirit's concern is that we reflect Christ and not ourselves in this world. And that goes into what I just said. The fourth one is when we are yielded to the Spirit, he can produce the fruit in us that represents, the fourth R, that represents the character of Jesus. Ladies, we are leaving an imprint on those around us. We have an influence of women around us. And what are you leaving behind? Is that of the Spirit or is it of you? So those four R's are helping me. Am I the right example? Am I for the right reasons? Am I reflecting Christ? And am I representing his character? So let's look at the second thing here. And that is that the fruits of our lives will show whether or not we are under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And you know this very well. I'm just going to run through this quickly. But in Galatians 5, let me just run through the list in case some of you haven't bumped up against the fruits of the Spirit recently. It says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us so also walk in the Spirit. The walk is our conduct. If we are living in the Spirit, ladies, we will walk in the Spirit. You cannot have one without the other, and you cannot have a walk if you are not in the Spirit. So the third thing, the measure of our conduct. But let me just say one more thing about the fruits, because I think we look at that and we say, okay, that's all good and fine, but how can that possibly be that I am going to be so watched and so scrutinized and so looked at that somebody's going to be able to see if I'm walking in the Spirit or not? I mean, how is that even possible? Well, ladies, it's kind of like the any of you into perfume? Any of you like perfume? Some people have allergies to it, but you know how when somebody has that kind of always that wonderful scent that when she's come into that room and then she's left, you say, oh, has so-and-so been here? It's kind of like that. It's kind of like you, wherever you go, will leave a scent behind you. And will that scent remind people of the Spirit? Will they remember you because of your gentleness, because of your kindness? That kind of breaks it down for me, and I say, if I have the opportunity wherever I go to leave a scent behind, I want it to be of one of those fruits. So that makes it applicable to me, and I say, how? It's almost like I want to live in this constant evaluation, not of me myself, but what did the Holy Spirit do through me just now? In my conversation, in my conduct, at the grocery store, in my neighborhood, with my kids, with my husband. And that is not a burden, but it's embracing the adventure that you and I are on of being conformed into his image. Okay, third, let me go on. The third is the measure of our conduct. If we look at those verses that we saw earlier in Colossians, those tender mercies, the kindness, the humility, and meekness, and long-suffering, I looked at that and I said, Lord, what is it in my life and the lives of other women and believers that can be the measure of our conduct? And you know, I don't know if it's just our times or if it's just me or if it's just what I'm going through, but I saw that, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me that seemed that humility, Humility was, of course, love, but humility was a red thread that was to tie all these together. Because when the Holy Spirit is working humility in my life, there is nothing more of me. There is nothing of me that needs to come out or should come out. Humility is the strength of meekness and gentleness. Humility understands that my life is a billboard for the Almighty to display his work of redemption through. Humility is the means to measure, does the power of God shine through me? You see, when I go low, when I bring myself down low and I say, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. It's not about what I can do. It's not about what I am. It's about Jesus. Then that humility shows the very glory of God. Then that humility shows the very power of God and the strength of God. And not for me to say, oh, look how great I am. Not for me to boast in any way possible at all, ladies. And let me give you this verse that you can help remember that. And it's in James 3, and it says, if you are wise and understand God's ways, and many of you ladies have been walking with the Lord a long time, and you're veterans, and you should be up here and teaching this because you have walked this walk. This is what it says in James. If you are wise and understand God's ways, live a life of steady goodness. Not only good deeds will pour forth, but that you will not brag about it when you do good, but you will be truly wise. And that flows right into the other measure of this, and that is in 1 Peter 1:15, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you to be his children, is holy. Ladies, our conduct can be measured by the purity in our lives and the closeness that we have to the holiness of God. We are real women. We're living real lives. And sometimes life is messy, right? Sometimes life is just so challenging. We are so ready to give up and say, I am done with this. And then you say, wait a minute. My life is to be a reflection of what God is doing in my life. He can do this. I don't have to do this. The Holy Spirit is working in me. The measure and the guide is not set up by us humans and cannot be obtained by our human means. But holiness comes from a holy source. And when you wholly choose to follow a holy God, that will have a difference in the lives of those around you. It was not set by humans. It was set by design. This is his design for you and I. Ladies, did you know that we are checking out of this life at some point? This is not real life. We are passing through this. We have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the excellence and the power may not be of me, but it would be of God. And ladies, you can live a very mediocre Christian life. You can. That's your choice. But I want to challenge you this morning that you live radically for him, radically, in every way possible, and say, let my life be an example, a type of, an imprint on others of what God can do with this vessel. I have one last exhortation from Ephesians, because we start in Ephesians. And this is my heart for all women, all worldwide, and I read this often. It says in Ephesians 6:18, pray at all times, on all occasions, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay persistent, stay alert, and be persistent in your prayers for all Christians everywhere. See, ladies, you need to be praying for each other's conduct. You are not to be there to criticize and to judge, and to point the finger, or to make a sneer, or to roll your eyes. You are to pray for one another, that your sister sitting next to you, in front of you, behind you, that she lives in the power of the Holy Spirit, that she walks in the ways of the Holy Spirit and not in the ways of the world, that she would be a woman who yields easily to the move and the touch of the Spirit. See, ladies, we're not competitors in this Christian life. We're companions. We're sojourners together. It's not about what I get to do or you get to do or how we get to do it. It's about companionship. For me being there for you, you being there for each other, you seeing that someone else is struggling, you come alongside and say, "Are you struggling? Can I pray for you?" We are not competitors, we're companions. We're going home. We are going home. This is not our home. And I love that I do have a dual citizenship because I can travel very easily in Europe and I can get into America anytime I want. But I know that my citizenship is in heaven. And my passport is ready to go. And I'm ready to go because that's where I really, truly want to be. When we make this world our home, then we do not have the vision that we need to have. Your conduct affects my witness, and my imprints on others have an effect on your effectiveness as a witness. Let me repeat that. Your conduct affects my witness, and my imprint on others have an effect on your effectiveness as a witness. We are connected. When we as believers want to be an example to one another, that's a huge responsibility. Then you remember, it's not to be done in the flesh. It's to be done by the work of the Spirit. Now, I love those two missionaries that we looked at. I want to close with this because I read about Priscilla, and I was like, no, there's just no way. There's just no way I could live with a man who is so radically sold out. But it drove her to her knees. And it drove her to do the very same thing because her husband was an example. Now, her living it out was a very different, had looked very different, but her heart had to be the same. She had to come to that same radical giving over to God of everything. And then I looked at Flora Glover's life, and I came across something that is going to top off this morning study because she wrote something when she was 17 years old. She wrote like a declaration of commitment to being an example. And this is what she wrote. And I only have the time to read the statements, but each of these statements she backed up with scripture. I would encourage all of you at some point in your life, make a statement of faith. Write it down. Commit. You know, it says, commit your ways to the Lord. Write it down and make this mission statement of your life. If you don't have one, there's not a verse that encompasses your life, make a statement. Listen to this. I'm going to finish with this. Flora Glover says, this is how she starts, I take God the Father to be my God, Jesus Christ to be my Savior, the Holy Spirit to be my sanctifier, the Word of God to be my rule, and the people of God to be my people. And then she says, I give myself, all I am, all I have to the Lord. And I do this in five ways: deliberately, sincerely, freely, and forever. That was four. She does it deliberately, sincerely, freely, and forever. Ladies, you and I might never be, and I love those 7 years we had abroad in ministry. I know that God will send me abroad, but I might never ever live abroad again. You might never be a missionary out on a foreign field, but do you have the heart of a missionary right here and now? Are you challenged and spurred on by these women? Or are you just saying, well, that was them, that was for then, and that's not me? Ladies, I challenge you this morning, from one woman to another, that you would live as a missionary right here and now with the same commitment, the same fervor, the same passion, that you would give it all, that you would live in a way that we all see you and say, that's the kind of Christian I want to be. Because that's what we think of when we hear these missionaries. If I only could. Well, you can't, but the Holy Spirit can through you. But you have to say, I will yield for you to give me those desires. to live committed in our conduct under the work and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That's what it's about, ladies. So I gave you a challenge in the beginning that this is a huge area, because everything we are is about our conduct, but everything we are is what the Holy Spirit does through us. So the freeing thing is that you do not do this on your own. You are not an example of yourself. You are an example of the work of the Spirit in you. So I want to pray for you, and I want to offer up a prayer of faith. Faith that says, for those of you who are tired and weary, because it's a battle. For those of you who are challenged this morning and you're like, I know I'm supposed to give more of myself, but I don't know how. I want to pray a prayer of faith for those of you who are so new in the Christian walk and it seems so overwhelming that the road ahead seems so long. I want you to be encouraged. So would you stand with me, and would you stand with your heart in a way that says, change me, Holy Spirit. Would you stand with your mind open to say, Holy Spirit, give me the desires to be an example to others in the best way possible. So ladies, let's come before the living God. Lord, you see each and every woman here. You see her life. You see the sphere of influence. You see the lives that she can affect and that she is yet to affect. You see the future. And we are mere women. We just feel so small at times, God. We feel so insignificant. We feel so worthless. And we feel so unequipped. But God, your word has offered us good news this morning. So we receive that. And we say, it's not about me. Lord, thank you that it's about you. Thank you that by your Holy Spirit, right now, we can say, change me, renew me, restore me, and make me once again that example of conduct so that other believers will want to be more like you. Holy Spirit, come and move. Break down the strongholds. Break down those barriers. Break down our stubbornness. Lord, let us be so yielded to you that we would hold nothing back, that you would take us places, take us to people, take us in areas that we would never choose to go. But because your Spirit leads us, we will. Help us as women to walk even deeper and closer in obedience to you. Lord, we are willing, and we do have faith, but help our unbelief. Lord, we want not only us here in this congregation, in this area of the world, to be an example to other believers worldwide, but we want to look at one another and say, thank you for being that example. Thank you for walking and blazing that trail for me. So, Lord, come upon us now. Do business with us. Lord, come upon us. Have mercy on us. Come upon us. And let us yield once again to that amazing work of your Spirit. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We come to you only because we know you love us. And that you will be gentle with us, but you will be firm. You will give us exactly what we need this morning so that when we walk out of here, we will be encouraged and refreshed. We will be challenged and changed. Holy Spirit, do your work for your glory, for your name's sake. In Jesus' name.